with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court has ruled against a law banning conversion therapy for LGBT kids in Colorado. Correspondent Marcela Sanchez has more.
Colorado is one of about two dozen states that banned the discredited practice. In an 8-1 decision, the high court majority sided with a Christian counselor who argues the law banning talk therapy violates the First Amendment. Counselor Kaylee Childs, with support from the Trump administration, says the law wrongly bars her from offering voluntary faith-based therapy for kids. But Colorado says its law simply stops the practice from using therapy to try to convert LGBTQ plus people to heterosexuality. The justices agreed the law raises free speech concerns and sent it back to a lower court to decide if it meets a legal standard. Few laws pass. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
Gulf allies have been encouraging President Trump to keep hitting Iran.
U.S. Gulf and Israeli officials tell AP Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, and Bahrain have been urging President Trump to keep prosecuting the war against Iran, saying Tehran has not been weakened enough. They're looking for changes in Iran's leadership or a dramatic shift in its behavior, including ending its nuclear and missile programs. The sources, who are not authorized to comment publicly about sensitive diplomatic conversations and spoke on condition of anonymity, say the Saudis and the UAE are pushing the hardest, with the UAE favoring a ground invasion. Oman and Qatar prefer diplomacy. I'm Ben Thomas.
A recovery day for Wall Street as the Dow is up by 1,125 points. The Nasdaq rose 796, with the S&P 500 advancing by 184. Oil at around $102 a barrel. This is SRN News. Ohio lawmakers consider a drag show ban.
The State House of Representatives has approved the measure, which would not bar all drag performances, but only those where children are or might be present. Every single Democratic state senator voted against the legislation, which is now in the hands of the Ohio Senate. Republican supporters of the legislation say, quote, it also establishes clearer legal standards to help maintain privacy and safety in spaces designated for biological females. Michael Harrington reporting.
A tremendous number of American kids are using the social media platform TikTok. A new report from the Pew Research Center finds that nearly 70% of adolescents ages 13 to 17 use the platform, and about 1 in 5 teens say they are on it constantly. Child protection advocates say that's a big problem, accusing TikTok of allowing content that sexualizes minors. This is SRN News. King Charles III is planning a state visit to the U.S. in April, in spite of the recent criticism of the British government by President Donald Trump. Charles de Ledesma reports.
King Charles III will undertake a state visit to the U.S. in late April to celebrate the 250th anniversary of American independence and to mark the close ties that exist between the two nations. The visit follows President Donald Trump's state visit to the U.K. in September. That event was a glittering occasion featuring tiaras, brass bands, and a sumptuous banquet served on 200-year-old silver. Such spectacles are meant to bolster ties between nations, particularly in difficult times. Charles has visited the U.S. 19 times in all, but it'll be his first state visit to the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.